This is TJ Yates with Texans TV. I'm here at the 2013 Houston Rodeo Cook-Off. We're here on Wednesday night to show you the calm before the storm because the weekend's about to get crazy. I'm here with Lou, the owner of Going South Catering. We are here in the Crown Royal tent right now under this beautiful weather. Lou, what kind of operation you got going on here?
Well, out here we feed about 3,000 people over the next 3 or 4 days. We cook about 2,500 pounds of brisket, about 1,000 pounds of chicken. We do 100 pounds of potato salad every day, so just a little bit of food.
On average, how much meat would be consumed in this tent each day?
Almost 1,000 pounds. Well, about 750 pounds a day.
I'm here with my man, Eric. He is obviously a loyal Texans fan. Eric, what is your favorite part about the rodeo?
Oh, man, the food, the drinks, you know, the atmosphere, you know, it's about that time, man. It's rodeo time, man.
Would you consider yourself a cowboy?
At heart, yeah, at heart.
Would you consider me a cowboy? What do I need to do to become more of a cowboy?
I don't know. You ride horses?
Absolutely.
There you go, man. So that's the first step, being a cowboy.
My horse's name is George. Who is your favorite Texans player?
To me, Brian Cushing. That's the man.
Let me ask you this again. Who is your favorite Texans player?
TJ Yates.
Explain what goes on here.
Okay, this is one of the biggest tents, and of course, the whole barbecue contest is one of the biggest events in Houston, which brings a lot of people from different places of the United States, and we are having a contest of the best barbecue. So our cooking team is preparing right now the brisket and everything else to be able to hopefully win this year.
Any suggestions on how I could spruce up my, maybe some more bottles of starch in my jeans or something like that?
You know what, we're going to have to ask the Crown girls when they come, they'll be able to give you a better answer.
I'm here with my man Dan. Dan, tell us a little about what's going on tonight.
Tonight we got some Glazers employees that we have for some hospitality with them. They work on Crown Royal all year, and so it's a big thank you that we do with them. And then we kick off with the cook-off tomorrow, Friday and Saturday. So it should be a pretty full weekend.
How do you become a taste tester for the competition? That's what I want to know.
When you write the check and you pay the team, sometimes they just let you try everything.
The real question is, do I look like a good cowboy?
Ask some of the gals.
Great answer. We're here in the Rams Club tent. I'm talking with Cookie Michael. How you doing tonight?
Great.
I was interviewing some people earlier, and I asked them if I look like a true cowboy, and they told me to get a female's perspective. So tell me the truth. Do I look like a good cowboy?
I think you look hot.
Are you looking forward to seeing any of the acts or the musical talent at the rodeo this year?
You know what? I think we have a fabulous lineup. The rodeo works very hard for the public, and I think we got a good lineup. I'm all excited about going to George Strait, of course. It's his last concert, and that's very exciting for me and the rodeo.
What is your favorite George Strait song?
Amarillo by Morning.
Amarillo by Morning. Back from San Antonio.
Wow, you should be George.
Everything that I got is just what I got on. I'm here with Shira here in the Rams Club tent. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing just fine. Tell me a little bit about what's going on tonight.
Well, we're having our meeting tonight. This is the Lamb and Goat Committee, the auction committee. We are the number two auction committee on the whole Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. We're over $1 million in sales, and the money goes to the kids' scholarship funds.
I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana, actually, by way of Atlanta, Georgia.
I ain't no cowboy then, darling.
So I've... What can I do to help out my cowboy attire?
There's nothing. You were born in Indianapolis, darling. You got to be born in Texas.
What if I told you I was born in Texas? Would you believe me?
No.
I'm here with Dennis, another committee member here at the Rams Club. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. What's going on here tonight?
Oh, this is the Rams Club. It's part of the Lamb and Goat Committee of the Houston Rodeo.
I like the hat a lot. I like the feather. I like your glasses, too. Can you tell me a little about the glasses?
I can't see without them.
Are those the glasses you wear every single day?
No.
Why not?
I can't see through them now.
So why did you decide to bring these glasses out tonight?
I think it has something to do with age.
I think it looks great. I need to get myself a pair.
I just happen to have an extra pair that I can give you. But I would like to see you wear them on the football field.
I think I could fit them underneath my helmet. I think that'd be a good look. Do you?
That'd be absolutely wonderful. Matter of fact, those big boys on the other side of the line may not have quite the interest and strength to get you once they start to laughing.
Here with Holly, Jordan, and Catherine. We're in the Rams Club tent here at the beautiful Houston Rodeo Cook-Off. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Awesome. Fabulous.
They are doing awesome, fabulous, and very well. I heard a ram or a lamb went for $200,000 last year. Are you guys going to beat that record?
Yeah, absolutely. I sure hope so. Are you going to buy it?
No. I have no use for a $200,000 lamb, but I'm sure somebody in this room does. What would be your touchdown dance if you had it? If you scored a touchdown in a game, what would be your dance?
Oh man, some sort of like wave or like maybe like this.
That's pretty good. What about you?
Ooh, maybe like a figure eight action.
A figure eight action. Do you know J.J. Watt's sack dance?
I do not.
Do you know J.J. Watt's sack dance? Do you not? Do you know J.J. Watt's sack dance? That's unbelievable. No, it's just a salute. You guys don't know the salute? Yeah.
I know the ninja.
Can you do Antonio Smith's ninja sack dance?
Isn't it just like...
You know, it looks something like that. It's not exact. Can you guys do it? We got Texans fans all over the place here. These girls are great. Holly, Catherine, and Jordan. We're here at the Rams Club tent having a good time.